This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Thursday in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. I hope it's a happy one for you. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig for you. Somebody said Altuve at second, Disenso in left, Rodgers cut, bring up Matthews or Melton for the experience.
Dang.
Dubon needs to stay at utility. Oh, they got the whole.
Rodgers cut.
He said, get scram. Skedaddle, Brendan Rodgers. All right, I feel like we were doing a lot in that moment. I still think that Altuve in left is a cool. I think it's working for the large part because, again, I think you're mitigating some of the defensive woes that he had last year. Like I mentioned, negative nine outs above average at second base last year. But you're keeping that bat in the lineup. And, boy, that bat is working right now. It sure is. So, yeah, getting ready for a four-game set versus the Rays there. But yesterday we got a little OTAs. We got to see it. We got video and everything. Your boy John Metchie out here not covering himself in glory. Of course, we're doing the thing where we take one particular route.
Yeah.
But with the way that I think people have come to feel about John Metchie, or I guess really more the frustration that it seems has built to have not seen the production for him, people are like, oh, man, he did not catch that. He should have caught that. Get him out of here.
People was really analyzing that,
caught
too.
Him.
They was just like, oh, he dropped the ball. He jumped off the route slow, and he ain't moving quick enough. Yeah. I'm like, damn, y'all got all of that?
See, that's why Justin Watson here.
One play at OTA.
But that's what we do, man. It's OTAs, man. We are so thirsty for football that we're in that place. So I think it is worth, you know, being careful about what the conversation that we're going to have here.
Mm-hmm.
But it was kind of odd to see C.J. Stroud turn up voluntarily for the OTAs, which I think is always a good thing. And like being around the guys, especially with the new system coming in, like the terminology and those types of things, hearing all of that. However, CJ Stroud did not throw. And this was something that was kind of discussed. This was a conversation point. In fact, and D'Amico Ryans was very, very dismissive of like any questions as to, you know, CJ Stroud's, you know, lack of throwing on OTA's day one. And the likelihood is that's probably fair. The excuse, or I guess the reasoning, is because I don't want to have a negative connotation on that, that D'Amico gives is just, you know, everybody's going to have
their own schedule,
different regimens, so on and so forth. So maybe not to look too much into that. However, it's probably, you know, probably overthink.
Yeah.
However, if we allow ourselves to get to that place, is there cause for concern here?
Well, you can.
Is there possibly a cause to maybe at least wonder?
To wonder. Wonder is the word I used because you nailed it. I mean, this is first day of OTAs. Let's not overthink it. But can we wonder about it? Let me just lay out some facts here. All right. Mostly facts. Some is just projection.
Facts.
Figures, huh?
No figures. Okay. Maybe figure. Yeah, a couple figures.
Hey, facts and figures.
Facts and figures. All right. So it was the first day of OTAs and everyone was watching. It was an open practice to the media, right? If you expect, if it's coming off the offseason, it's literally the first day and you are well rested, and even if you're, you know, sort of monitoring the number of throws that he has, wouldn't you think a well-rested player would participate in the first day? That's number one. Number two, there is no media availability today. And the next one is tomorrow. So media availability tomorrow, he didn't throw. None today. Although we may get some reports, to be fair, but none today. So we don't know if he's even going to throw today, for sure. You know, are they going to tell us, et cetera? That's number two. Number three, last year against the Jets, Stroud seemingly injured his shoulder. It was very obvious that he fell on his shoulder. It was a Thursday night game. He had to come out of the game. They took him out. They attended to him.
I hate the feelings I get when I think about that game.
Yeah, I know.
That Halloween game, Thursday night.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Anyway. This is what happened.
Quarterback want to step up. Now if you get a push in the middle from Thomas, That's how you get sacks in
because
the interior
the
with that edge pressure.
Was injured on the play. Houston has charged their second time out of the half. This occurred before the Jets timeout. Please reset the game clock to 27 seconds. Thank you.
All right, so that was the officials telling you that C.J. Stroud was on the ground and seemed to be favoring the shoulder. Now the Texans never officially said anything, but he was favoring his shoulder. Here are your figures. After that game, Stroud completed 102 out of 172 passes for 1,165 yards, 5 touchdowns, and 8 interceptions. There were a number of reasons for it. Again, we're trying to be fair here. It just makes you wonder a little bit. We're not making any accusations. Is it something to wonder about? And just a couple more little things to kind of think about and wonder about. In 2021 at Ohio State, and I'm sure, Figgy, you remember this, on the record, they said he had a separated AC joint in his throwing arm. That's the shoulder. And in 2023, there were multiple reports. I remember seeing one from Jonathan Alexander that he was enduring shoulder pain in 2023. Then this happened last year. So does that make you wonder?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A little bit. I know that 2A1 said there was so many videos out there of CJ throwing to all the new wide receivers over the past weeks. They said they're okay with him not throwing during OTAs. And I think for me, I'm not going to go to the place of, is there like an active injury that's happening with all of this?
Because, nor should you.
Because I think a good point was made, I believe, by Aaron Wilson as well. And this holds true. We were talking about the guys that were in the training room doing rehab on day one of OTAs, right? Dalton Schultz was in there. Damian Pierce was in there. I believe Braxton Berrios was in there off the top of my head. If C.J. Stroud had something like that, I have to believe that he would also be in that circumstance dealing with it, even in something that's probably relatively minor, because I don't know the extent that those guys are dealing with, but maybe I can't imagine that there was something all these guys are dealing with, major things that have them in that training room. So I imagine that would be the case. The thing that really takes my mind to is more, are they feeling like they have to manage him?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would be one, a reasonable, you know, kind of safe way of playing it, right? Taking care of you, you know, that's the franchise player. We've talked about it numerous times. But I also then wonder, is that being safe, or is there a level of concern that they are operating with that obviously they're not going to tell us about because but with all of these things that you talked about, the fact that there's been shoulder injuries, are they in a place where they're like, ooh, we want to be really, really careful with that? And what might that say about what CJ is ultimately dealing with in a system that's probably going to depend even more on his arm?
And again, I want to emphasize and reiterate, you know, there are reasons not to overthink it. But Figgy, let me just ask you, you know, given everything that I laid out with the shoulder things in the past, with what happened in the Jets game, not throwing yesterday, forget like speculation. Just how does it make you feel?
I'm kind of going off of what D'Amico said. I do think they probably got guys going off for their own, going on their own schedule a little bit. So like CJ there, he wasn't out partying or nothing like that. He was there, but maybe CJ kind of just want to take it a little easy. I guess he don't. I know they ain't really ramping up right now, but
sure.
I feel like they probably just taking it easy right now. I'm sure he'll probably throw at some point in OTAs.
I mean, I feel like he would have to, but I also am interested in like what that would look like, because they talk about different schedules, regimens, and I could easily get myself to the idea of, okay, maybe this is just like a general load management thing where Davis Mills has a throwing day and then we have more of a, you know, more of a C.J. Stroud throwing day with obviously Keaton Slovis. Graham Mertz is not in that circumstance, I don't think. But Keaton Slovis maybe factoring in there as well. But maybe just so that you don't have all these guys throwing a whole bunch, maybe that's what's happening here. But I'm not going to lie in saying that did not – like that raised an eyebrow especially because he took a lot of knocks last year. That was one of the defining kind of poor parts of last season, was the idea of him taking a lot of knocks. And you really, I think just the overabundance of caution makes me go, ooh, is there something there? I think ultimately you just kind of hope that there isn't. But I guess the question that I would ask of you, though, Lopez, is how do you feel about the Texans and their forthrightness with injuries? Because I think we were dealing with something over here with the Astros where we got into a place, it feels like you can't really trust much of anything. Which, funny enough, mind you, Christian Walker got hit in the hands, like on the knuckles yesterday. He ultimately was replaced. He still played defense for a couple more innings before he was replaced at the plate. But very quickly, they let us know that the x-rays came back negative. And I was like, oh, so you can do that. But so you have that with the Astros. How do you feel about the Texans in this regard? Because I think that that might also shed light on how you feel about the CJ thing.
Well, every team in sports is somewhat closed vested when it comes to injuries, and you get that. The Astros have taken it to an altogether other level, as we all know. I think it's a different animal when you're dealing with a quarterback, especially during the season, like the Jets game when he had to come out for a bit, simply because that's the quarterback. I mean, the quarterback, that changes entire game plans, you know, for opposing teams moving forward. And I just, all I'm saying, I asked you guys how it made you feel. How it makes you feel is exactly how we laid out this thing. I think it's very understandable that he's just resting, and very plausible, very believable. But it does make you wonder a little bit, given that history that we laid out.
Yeah, and I mean, it's understanding that, like, day one OTAs almost feels a little bit like like syllabus day in school. And it's not like we're asking you to do that much. So the idea that even that was like, we don't want to. I don't know how intensive your day was actually going to be throwing. So that is the part that continues to raise eyebrows. But ultimately, I think you've seen him throw to some degree, although he has not been like, it's not been as much kind of visual of him being, throwing and all, all of that in this offseason. It's going to be a place to watch for sure. And hopefully Friday, everything is alleviated for us in seeing him throw well.
Yeah.
And then we can kind of leave that. But I think it'd be negligent to not have that moment and go, all right, is there a possibility of this being something else as well? All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Inspired by that, in fact, and other situations in sports. Question of the day coming up next. What is the worst reason you've ever had to miss something? 713-572-4610, because CJ Stroud had to miss OTA day one, and it's just because of a regimen, they say. What are the reasons that you've had to miss something? Let's talk about that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.